Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the Scare Track podcast, and thank you once again to Scare Queen, our sponsor for the whole Halloween season. You just heard a snippet of Death's work from her debut album. Stick around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that song in full. So, episode 58 is a live on location episode once again, and this time we are here at Screamfest Burton at the National Forest Adventure Farm. We had a fantastic time. It's October 13th, so let's take you back to when we enjoyed all their attractions, including two brand new ones. Enjoy!
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to Screamfest Burton. Now tonight is a little bit of a different episode because I have no Hannah and I have no Sean and I have no Martin even, our tag along. But I do have Miss Kate Monroe's back.
Hey.
And we're here with loads of other people as well. We've got Dan, we've got everyone. So you'll hear us all scream. We're back at Screamfest Burton at the National Forest Adventure Farm, and a guy's looking at me like I'm in a zoo. And we're about to go through our first attraction. It's a golden oldie of Soul Seekers. And Kate, you helped build this attraction.
I did. It's about 4 years ago now.
Yeah, this is like its fourth or fifth year. So, you excited, nervous?
I'm a bit apprehensive. It's always so scary because it's got such a place in my heart. But I'm sure that it'll be fab.
Yeah, totally. So, we're just about to get in the queue. And we're going to go through. Join us for the ride. Thank you. We're now about to go through Soul Seekers with one of the creators of Soul Seekers.
What?
Same, we're going through it. One of your babies.
What's happening in there?
Right then, guys, so we have just come out of Soul Seekers at the Hilton Hotel, and we're about to go into Love Hurts now. We came out, still a very visually beautiful attraction, some really nice scenes in there, and there's some key scenes there. The actors were absolutely spot on in the sort of the bedroom scene. She was awesome. And also in the, what was it called, the bathroom scene.
Cannibal bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom was awesome. I was picked on and told to stay there by myself, as you may have heard. I don't think it's as intense as it was a few years ago. There's a few sort of changes. You don't get to go round the last room anymore.
No, see, when I acted in there, I loved sending people around as many times as possible and playing with their minds. There isn't any of that. The scenes that they've set up in there instead do look good, and they're really good. I miss that as an actor, but I'm obviously looking at it in a different perspective because I've built that attraction and I've acted in it. But what they've done and the scenes they've built, and there was some, like, there was an actor kind of, looks like half a body was through a table or something at one point. That looks really cool.
Yeah, look, there's some cool points in there, but I always like the fact that you could be stuck in there forever. Yeah. And it's not a busy night either, so it's not as if they had to get through people because there was no one else in the queue. We could have been in there a lot longer. So yeah, overall it was good, it was fun, but it just doesn't pack the punch it did.
Yeah, and I think I've got bias towards it. I kind of notice every little thing that I'm like, oh, that used to do that, and
does it anymore.
But no, the cannibal bedroom and bathroom were very strong. Also, the corridor afterwards, the scene in there was in the window was very strong. The way you missed that because you was in the bath.
No, I saw her.
Oh, you saw her.
I was by myself, was very scary. Wasn't nice.
She was good.
She was great.
Also, I like that there's a photo opportunity in the corridor, which that the flash took me by surprise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because I'm so wide, I don't think anyone else got in the photo.
No,
it's just me.
Just you.
But yeah, that was Soul Seekers. So we're going to go over to our next attraction. Right then, guys, as you may be able to tell from that clown music, we're actually going to do Freak Out next. It's got no cue, so we thought we'd come here to Freak Out. This is one of our favourite clown mazes, actually, a few years ago. It's quite enjoyable when it first came out, so we're going to do it again. Join us for the ride. You excited, Kate?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Freak Out last time. It was really good, really fun. It's been a couple of years since I've been here, though, so who knows what it'd be like tonight, but I loved it when we went for it a few years ago.
Totally. And Daniel Smith, scare actor extraordinaire. You've never done Freak Out before?
No, I haven't.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am. It should be quite good.
Yeah. Do you like clowns?
Having worked in carnival rooms for many, many years, I do.
Awesome. Right. Right, we're about to go in. Join us on the road. Right then, guys, we're going into Freak Out. Smells so good in here. See you later, girls.
Are you on your own?
I think I am now.
Well, I'll come with you. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
What's your name?
My name's Mikey.
Your name's Mikey? Nice to meet you, Mikey. Would you like to hear a joke, Mikey?
Yes, please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell, so I thought I'd knock. Now, have you been a good boy?
Very good boy.
Then you can go the right way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello?
I almost died.
You died?
Nearly. Right, we've got Little Mix in the queue waiting, asking if it was scary. So, that was fun. It's always fun to go through Freak Out. It didn't have the scene at the beginning where there's a two-way mirror, which is a really good scare, which is unfortunate. But the rest of the maze is very similar and enjoyable, as always. It's just a fun maze Freak Out. And the ending seems a little bit different. Instead of all the balls in the room, they've got like big, massive bouncy balls with demonic clowns' heads on the side. So that was fun. Kate Monroe's back. But she's with friends. So yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Right, we're going to go over to our next attraction. But before that, we're going to watch a bit of the stage show. They've got a few stage shows on here now. They've got Johnny Strange. They've got Sexy Clown. They've got a few different shows going on, the Central Hub. Year on year, Burton Screen Fest seem to be getting more of that sort of festival kind of atmosphere, which we really do enjoy. So, yeah, join us for the ride. We're going to go through our next attraction. So, we are now in the queue for Demonica, which is a brand new attraction. One attraction of two new ones here at Screenfest Burton this year. This looks to be inhabiting the Slasher / Nightbringer maze that was here the last few years, down at the bottom of the site. What me and Kate were just discussing on how awesome the music is. It's quite cool in this queue line.
Yeah, it sounds quite epic. It's definitely quite atmospheric and getting me. I'm quite excited to see what this one has in store.
Yeah, definitely. And it's got, instead of having just plain white lights in the marquee queue line, it's got like dingy red lights. There's quite a demonic atmosphere, let's be honest. Do you see what I did there? I can just about see the outside of the maze from here as well, which has some more red lighting with the logo. It looks quite nice. So, yeah, Demonica, we have no idea what it's about, but I'm really quite excited for it. We've heard good things from last night, which is their opening night. We're here on night two of Screenfest Burton. So, yeah, join us for the fun in Demonica. Okay, so before we go into Demonica, it has an awesome facade. They've got like a little stream pond thing out here that's all got sort of red water in with red lights and little sprinklers on it and smoke. That looks really quite impressive. It's as if, like, I think we're in hell. I think that's what they're going for. There's four doors, there's fire. You don't just go in one way. I think there's a choice of four routes here. So, yeah, it looks really impressive. I'm really looking forward to it. Okay, we're about to go through Demonica. There's four doors, and four of the group are going into door four. That's us. And then there's another four going in door two. See you later, guys. Oh, well, it's very dark. And very smoky. I think we're waiting here.
Very smoky.
Okay. So we've just been through Demonica, one of the new attractions here at Screamfest, and that was one of my faves of the attraction, actually. Or you can hear the DJ in the background, sorry. So yeah, it was good. It was very demonic. I don't want to say much about inside the attraction. It's quite free-flowy, very dark, very smoky, and it was really good, really enjoyable. Great finale, sort of strobe-y end. It basically uses all the ideas of a fantastic scare attraction and puts all the ideas together well. There's a nice little show scene at the beginning, which was nice and theatrical, in your little rooms. I've just been chatting to Andy Porter as well, the creator, and he tells us the tech about it. It's quite impressive. So yeah, Demonica, thumbs up from us, really enjoyed it. Now we're going to go through last year's new attraction, which is A Love Hurts. Okay, so now we're going through Love Hurts. Let's go.
It's gonna go.
It's all wet.
Welcome, one and all, to my dating evening. Are you ready to meet your true love? Yours truly, Professor Hart. Now, I'm just bubbling over with anticipation.
Right then, guys, we just come out of Love Hurts, which was the new attraction for last year. Kate, it was your first time going through it. The theming's awesome, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. I was looking around all the set pieces so much. And like my last experience of that particular area was Nocturnal, which I loved. That was my era of being here and kind of working here. And the difference between Nocturnal and that is intense. I think it uses the space so much better, and I love Nocturnal, but it uses the space a lot better. It feels longer. When you go into the second half, it's quite big open spaces populated with actors. So it felt quite a much busier maze. It felt like there was a lot more going on, a lot more to look at visually, and the end is a very unique end, I thought, as well.
Yeah, it's unique, but it's so cliche. It's a cliche uniqueness, which I don't know how they've managed to do it. But yeah, we don't want to give spoilers, but you've probably heard it. Uniquely the same, but
different.
Yeah, it was weird. It works. It's a very. We said this last year. It was a very unusual type of theme maze. I still don't quite understand it myself. I like theatre of cruelty and sick and twisted stuff, but that's still a bit confusing for me. But it was overall good. Good run through. Now we've just got one more attraction to do. There's a demonic clown. It is here.
Red balloons.
It's around. It's a clown that rhymes with mitt, because I'm sure the copyrights aren't on it. But it looks very similar. But yeah, we've got one more attraction to do. I think it's a reinvented hayride. I don't know what it's.
What, say that again?
So, come on, in Germany, you were saying you could talk French, so.
That's not French.
What is it? Or is it Spanish?
Mexican Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos.
There we go.
Go on.
Say it again for me.
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, you did it okay. I was hoping you'd mess up.
Dia de los Muertos. Hello, amigo through Dia de los Muertos. Well, that's our next attraction anyway, so let's go.
On that note.
Tell you all I want, what I really, really want. Right, I can only play 30 seconds of this before we get in trouble for copyright, but Screamfest Burton now have a bar, which is very different because they always used to be a dry event. However, get a different soundtrack. The Spice Girls just doesn't work. There's people enjoying it though, so yeah. Right, let's go to the next attraction. Okay, so me and Kate Monroe have flown to Mexico. Arriba! So we're in the queue line for, what's it called again?
Dia de los Muertos.
What she said, which I think is a new corn maze / trailer ride, or hay ride. So yeah, it's very different. It's like colourful lights in the queue line. Kate Monroe's dancing. And it's got this crazy Spanish music. Well, this is different, but I'm quite excited.
Muertos is Mexican, so it's not Spanish.
All the same to me, but then I get complaints, so... Right, let's go. Arriba! No, we're not at a disco. We're on the trailer on the way to the maze. But we're having a sing and a song. It's bizarre. I don't understand. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'll be back with more great sounds for your listening pleasure right after this.
Oh, it's like we're listening to a radio. Welcome to Los Canendos, the festival. I like that, we've travelled to the festival.
Check out their shimmies.
This is weird. Thank you.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Kate's having a nice little shimmy. Oh, I'll wait for them. I'll wait for them.
Shimmy with me now.
Here we are.
You like the shimmy?
Yeah.
You want the shimmy with me?
Right, so everyone's having a shimmy. That was bizarre.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was different.
Very strange, but I loved it.
We've arrived at the festival in the middle of a cornfield. Ooh. Some nice bright lights as if we're at the festival. People dancing.
Hey, you're involved.
Why not?
You're not arrived with them, at a festival.
Oh. Hi. How are we? Are we okay?
Good.
Yeah, very nice. What is your name?
Kate.
Hello, Kate. How are we?
I'm brilliant, thanks.
Oh, my goodness. What is your name? So, what is your name?
Moritz.
What? Say that again.
Moritz.
Moritz. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Right. Who wants to go and see Plant?
What?
Anyone? Who? You? Maybe? You? Yes? Go to the front. Come on, Kate. Right. We'll lead you away, yes? Straight in, then. Stick to the path or I cry, yes? I will actually cry.
Right, okay, so we're going. We're here at the festival, and on the way up on the radio, it said how there was a guy from a gang that escaped his sort of prison car, and we actually saw it. So I hope we don't bump into the ringleader of this Mexican gang.
Dark real quick.
This festival has taken a turn for the worse. This is like Download all over again. Could be anything round. Oh, there's two ways to go. Right, you go that way, Kate Monroe. See you later. Mr. Daniel Smith, join me this way. I can hear Triple H's theme music.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
Oh! Okay. There's a... Oh! As Lucha Libre wrestlers with chainsaws.
You come with me, Essa?
Let's go with the rope.
So it went from festival to wrestling to gang. Very quickly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you go, Essa. You go. Hey, Essa, don't run for me.
So we've just come out of Dia de los Muertos. Oh, I said it right. Which was the sort of hayride to the DJ is interrupting again. It's like the hayride that takes you to the cornfield, which is different. It's fun. It wasn't very scary, but it was fun. So it sort of transferred from a Festival of the Dead kind of fun music festival vibe. Then it got pretty dark, pretty quick. Through like a cemetery, and then you had wrestlers with the Triple H's music, and then at the end it was proper gangster, and which was cool because on the way there you listened to the radio, you found out that the gangster sort of escaped from prison kind of thing. So yeah, it was fun. It was different, but yeah, it was different. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Nice and long as well. It's good to have a longer attraction. Actually, the new ones are longer as well. Demonic is longer. Longer than like the likes of Soul Seekers now. You can tell it is a bit older because it's quite short compared to the others. Lovehurst, Demonica, Dia de Muertos, all quite long. So yeah, that was our last attraction here at Screamfest Burton. So we'll give it a whole conclusion in a second. So guys, we have just finished here at Screamfest Burton at the National Forest Adventure Farm in Burton, obviously. It's quite nice because it's only about 40 minutes from my house, so it's a nice close event for me, this one. And we have had a really good night. It's towards the end of the night now. Kate Munro has gone with her family, and Dan Smith, the scare actor as well from Alton Towers, has also gone home. So it's just me in my car, ready to finish tonight. We've had a fantastic time, really enjoyed it. It's a shame that Martin, Hannah and Sean couldn't join me for this one, but stupid work gets in the way. So Screamfest Burton, really enjoyable now, probably one of their strongest years actually. They've got 5 fun attractions. Soul Seekers was slightly weaker than previous years. I don't know whether it's because we're just used to it now. It didn't quite use the show scenes the way it was supposed to use them, which is unfortunate. But given time, it is only day 2. It's a difficult maze to use, actually. Some of their show scenes are quite difficult, but we do want them to bring back the bit where you have to go round and round the finale multiple times. Then we went to Freak Show, which is a standard, fun, free-roaming sort of scare maze with clowns, but it's quite fun, quite cheerful, quite enjoyed that one. Needs a bit of an ending. It sort of fizzled out a little bit, but other than that, it was really fun. Lots of people enjoying that one. Then we have Love Hurts, obviously last year. Really impressively themed attraction. I still don't get it. I don't quite get the maze, but it's fun, enjoyable, and a good sort of solid theming inside the attraction. Then you have the 2 new attractions. I think DeMonico is my favourite for the evening. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but let's just say the days of handing you a rope when it's pitch black are long gone here at Screamfest Burton. You need to feel your way around that maze to be able to get out. And I'm not usually a fan of masks, but that maze probably uses masks in the best way I've ever seen them use them, to be honest. The way the lighting is, sometimes you see the mask and you don't see the person, like the body of it. So yeah, really impressive. And then it's the revamped hayride. Fun, different, it was odd, but I liked it, nice and long as well. Maybe one too many chainsaws in that, but then again, chainsaws don't scare me. If Hannah was with us, as you guys would know, she would have wet herself through that maze. So yeah, really fun night. Thank you Screamfest Burton for having us. I'll pass you back over to myself in the studio.
You're listening to Scare. So
there you go, guys. That brings us to the end of episode 58 of the Scare Track podcast. We would like to say a huge thank you to Nancy and her team at Screamfest Burton for inviting us. Nancy, Ivor, Andrew Porter, thank you so much for inviting us down to check out Screamfest this year. 2 new attractions, really fun, and we really particularly enjoyed DeMonica, actually. So guys, make sure you get to Screamfest this year. One of their best years, definitely. More of an atmosphere with the central hub, the stage shows. Check out our video montage. It was released on the 13th of October on our Facebook page, so just head back and check it out. So to get your tickets, guys, for Screamfest Burton at the National Forest Adventure Farm, just head over to their website, www.screamfest.co.uk. That's screamfest.co.uk. Also, guys, at the entrance to Soul Seekers, yes, it was us. Come over, say hello to us. I heard him whispering, I think that's Scare Track. Guys, thanks very much. But don't be scared, don't bite. We'll come say hi. It was cool to have some photos with you this week as well, guys. Just interact, guys. We love it. We do this for you, and we hope you enjoy listening. So, guys, interact with us when you're at the parks, and do it on our social media too. Just search Scare Track, facebook.com/ScareTrack, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat even. We interact with every single Snapchat we get, guys. So just search Scare Track on Instagram, Twitter and Snapchat. So that brings us to the end of episode 58 of the Scare Track podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to have our sponsor Scare Queen play us out once again with her song Death's Work. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Ha ha ha.